Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy New Year edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I'm delighted to say, well, it's a beautiful, sunny Sunday morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest. And that being said, the sun is out, but, oh, it is cold. But hopefully all warmed up. Our Animal World production engineer, as always, is here, Mike Roberge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Another year, 2016.
2016
yeah,
already.
How about that? Who would have thought?
Well, yeah, yeah. And I guess I found out getting here that I'm grateful that I can hear my voice going out on the air, because apparently we've had a little New Year shakeup around here.
It would have been
huh?
much harder to say that yesterday.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We had what I refer to as a thermonuclear meltdown here in the studio. And
Which sounds serious, and apparently it was.
It was serious. I guess the good news is that as far as the listeners were concerned, it didn't sound all that bad, although there were moments of dead air where we were running around being crazy. But on this side of the microphone, it was absolutely pure chaos. I've never seen anything like it. But we pulled it off, and today, fingers crossed, I think we're going to limp along and we're going to be just fine.
And you said it had to do with something with some changes and technical stuff done over the holidays when nobody was here. And then yesterday was the first real day of regular shows.
Radio stations have evolved to the point now where it's all IT and you're dealing with servers and networks and hardware, software, and it's all integrated. It's very complex. And when you do an update or an upgrade, sometimes there are unintended consequences.
Yeah.
And the timing of this, it's something that had to be done just because one of the computers was headed towards a downward spiral, so it needed to happen. Unfortunately, it happened over the holidays, and that means all your engineering and technical support is harder to get a hold of, shall we say.
Yeah.
But when you have a problem, you don't stop screaming until you get some relief. And I spent most of my day yesterday
screaming.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Help me.
I'm sure that the powers that be are very glad that you were here, because it took someone really knowledgeable to be able to pull it off yesterday, huh?
It would have been tough to have somebody in here who didn't have the years of experience. That's where experience really does count, because you can think about contingency planning before you need to do something different.
Uh-huh.
So you can have a few ducks lined up in a row just in case.
Right.
You sort of do the if-then game. If this happens, then what am I going to do? And, of course, we have live programming, and we had a remote basketball game, and all the things, all the complications.
All the complicated stuff.
Were all happening. And, again, as you say, the show must go on, and that's what we did. And, actually, I think we pulled it off okay. And, like I said, today my comfort level is much higher than it was yesterday.
So, but basically, we're kind of like the first ones out of the gate, because we're the first live show on Sundays.
Correct.
And
yes.
So we just see what happens. And so, folks, if you hear us tap dancing a little bit on the air, you'll know that the little glitch here or there. But
I can tell you the good news is that when I first come in, I look at overnight. What happened overnight? Were there any holes? Was there any dead air? Were there any software glitches or failures? And there weren't. So, and we're on a backup alternate system, which is probably running about 50%. But that's enough to get us over the hump.
Well, I'm just glad you're here to cover those bases.
If I leave, you're on your own.
Oh, great, great. Well, no, that will be interesting.
I'll be here.
Yeah, so if I say Elvis has left the building, we're in trouble. No, and that's happened over the years, because I've been here at KKNW and this station now for well over 10 years.
Yeah.
We've had some interesting stuff happen on the air and live shows. I mean, we had a fire drill in the middle of the show once, and when the fire alarm, and it's really interesting in the studio because the lights happen that are you never know are there in the ceiling stuff. And
it violates the senses when the fire alarm goes off.
Yeah, and it really, And it forced us. We were forced to leave the building. And
that's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
For all the good
reasons.
That
was one of the goofier things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it turned out to not be a real thing.
Right.
But the fire department showed up and everything, and then and we're out of the building. They went, so if we can handle that, we can handle this.
Yeah, we can handle it. We can handle anything.
All right, so our it's our first Sunday of the new year. It's hard to believe it's 2016 already. Some of the first good news of the year is it's very clear today, so we can see westward to the Olympics, and we see them, and they're absolutely gorgeous. And Mike and I were talking, isn't it lovely to see that there's snow on those
snowpack
now?
Bring it on.
We've been looking at them for so long with zip, zero, nada, and it's looking
really
good.
And not this last week, but the week, couple weeks prior to, we got lots of snow in the mountains to a point where we're now above total snowpack or snowfall, accumulated snowfall. For this year than we were for all of last year.
Right.
So the trend is good. We're going in the right direction, and hopefully we get much more because we desperately need to have a big snowpack this year.
Well, and how about it's nice to have it clear and dry, but it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And it's important that you take care of your animal friends in this cold, especially if they're outside a lot. And also thinking of our wild friends that live around us, it's been cold enough long enough that water's pretty frozen. So, you know, I've got my cooker, that I call it, in my fountain to keep it thawed for all of the wildlife critters that come through that need water in this freeze. But how are we, since you're the weather guy, Mike, how long are we putting up with this? Because I've got like permafrost.
Yeah, we're going to experience a warming trend this coming week. It's not going to be, it's going to be low 40s, upper 30s, so we're going to be in kind of that range where the daytime high is not a whole lot different than the day overnight low, but we will be above freezing. So
it's going to thaw out this coming week.
We may get a little rain / a little bit of snowfall this evening, and then things will warm up a bit.
Well, that would be okay with me.
I did
get snow last week a bit, and there's still some left here and there, but nothing of any significant
consequence. A little rain will clean the air, which is something that we need.
And it's been kind of windy, too, which has been cleaning it out, which is nice.
It makes it much colder.
All right. So, I would say, you know, you don't do Christmas, so you had a nice New Year's and all of that.
And yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's check in with Kathy. Kathy Southwick, Animal World Call Screener, is here in her mood-lit studio. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
And how did you have a nice holiday?
It was great. Yes,
all right.
Very nice. So... We're getting a good start.
You're out in the
Issaquah-Sammamish
type area. Did
right.
you get any snow during this period?
No, it stayed dry.
So just cold.
Yes, that and lots of ice.
Yeah.
But we're doing good up there.
All right, terrific.
Yeah.
Well, we have got, what's going on today? We got a full studio here, round table. Well, it's not completely full, but at least it's not just me and Mike. And we will, of course, get into a lot of details, but just so she can join in our conversation now, I want to let you know that Vicki Draper is here, and she is your healing your animal expert. She does massage therapy and acupressure and Reiki and communication and essences and cranial sacral work and all kinds of good stuff for our animal friends. And we are going to spend the morning with her and get to know her and her work. And I want to, at this point, just welcome you to Animal World. I'm so glad to have you here.
Well, thank you, Martha. I'm so glad to be here.
And we've got a lot to talk about. Coming up, though, let's see. We will do current events today about 10:50 as usual, but depending on what's going on with the phones, you know, that could get bumped to later in the show, but that's when we'll shoot for doing it. And don't have a lot of follow-up. I've got a great list of stuff to tell you about on the Animal World Facebook page, and if you don't know, you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Love for you to pop on there, give us a like while you're there, that's real important, and check out all the great stuff I've been posting, because now that I've learned how to do it, you know, all the good stuff goes up. So all the good news about animals and that sort of thing is up on a Facebook page, but I do have one good news about animals, kind of a follow-up for the 2015 year that I will share with you shortly. And we will sometime during the show do our Missing Link giveaway. If you don't know about that, Missing Link's a phenomenal supplement for your animal friends. And there are varieties for most all of our animals. It is a powdered supplement that you add to your animal friend's food to provide what's missing in their processed food. And there's three formulas for dogs, a formula for cats, there's a bird formula, and a house or city chicken poultry formula available that we give away on the air. And the way you qualify is you have to be at least 18 years or older, and you cannot have won a contest here on Animal World or any show on this station in the last 30 days, and then you are eligible. So you're just going to pay attention throughout the show, and when I tell you it's time for the Missing Link giveaway, I'll give you the Missing Link words or word of the day, and then you'll pick up your phone and call Kathy and tell her which version of Missing Link you'd like us to send right to your door. And so I'll give you a heads up about that. And we also are going to open phone lines for your calls and questions for Vicki, where we're going to take some time to get to know her first, because this is first time in a long time that Vicki has joined us here. And so we've got to catch up on Vicki and find out about her and all the work that she does and so forth. But we will open phone lines, and then you'll be able to call in and ask her questions about your animal friends and healing and so forth. So we'll look forward to that. And if you like, you can jot down phone numbers now so you're ready. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one. It's 888-298-5569. Okay, I think that takes care of most of the business, so I think we are ready to start the show. And of course, Vicki, you probably thought we already started the show, 15 minutes ago? But that's not true. We have not started yet, because the show is not official until we invoke the presence of and honor the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for the last 25, 30 years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And it is, of course, Sunday morning, so we have a couple of little Saint Francis prayers that we do. The first one, a shorter one for our animal friends, and then a little longer one for us humans, because we need a little more help. So I'm going to do that now. So here is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty, now we are official. So we can start the show. And, I want to tell you, you heard starting us off today was Auld Lang Syne by the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. And you know how much I love them. And this is kind of our sayonara week to the Jingle Cats holiday music for another year. But it's been fun doing that. And the Red Robin will be back next week. But today we're going to start every hour with Jingle Cats and Auld Lang Syne. So we can just wish 2015 a pleasant farewell and welcome in 2016, and hope we're getting out all the bugs with all the computer stuff that happened yesterday, and we're good to go for the rest of the year. Because I think that theory works, Mike, because, you know, I had 6 power outages and a cable outage, you know, all in that, week and a half period of time. And so far, nothing since. So, yeah. See, I told you I just got it all out of the way.
That's what you got to do. I subscribe to that notion of get the stuff done early and check it off the list and go on.
Yeah,
that's
so
what
I had all
do.
My power outages and all that stuff for the winter, so I'm good. And apparently we've had all those here at the station, too, so we're good to go. All righty, then. I just want to, let's see. We will start with how about just a little good news. Let me find my paper here, and this has to do with our next-door neighbors right across I-90. That would be Seattle Humane. And, boy, they have really been going gangbusters and have had a really great, successful 2015 for the animals. And they Seattle Humane adopted more than 6,000 animals into loving homes in 2015. So I've got a little press release here to read to you so you know all that's gone on over there. Seattle Humane is celebrating another year of incredible adoptions. More than 6,000 dogs, cats, and critters were adopted into loving families in 2015. Quote, as we continue to expand our reach, offer more services, and save more lives, we're reminded of the dedicated animal lovers who make our work possible. That's a statement from the Seattle Humane CEO, David Lowe. He said more than 2,000 volunteers donated nearly 215,000 hours to help animals in need in 2015. We simply couldn't do our work without the support of our generous community, and for that we are eternally and incredibly grateful. Additional highlights from the 2015 include, with the help of visiting veterinary students from Washington State University, this is kind of amazing, nearly 7,000 surgical procedures were performed at Seattle Humane's Veterinary Clinic in 2015. That includes more than 1,700 pets spayed and neutered through their program for low-income families in the community. And this program's critical to Seattle Humane's leadership efforts to reduce pet homelessness and suffering. More than 5,000 pets at the shelter received foster care in the homes of volunteer foster parents. They tended to underage puppies and kittens who required round-the-clock bottle feedings, senior pets who needed a break from shelter life, and pets recovering from injury. So, well, that's quite a resume for 2015 for Seattle Humane. So thanks for your good work for the animals, and have an even better year in 2016. Okay, now, first thing you got to do here in 2016. Oh, and I forgot to say, hey, Sherry, are you awake yet? I've got to remember now to wake up Sherry on Sunday mornings, because Sherry is a listener and someone who I have met recently, over the last, year and a half or so in agility classes with my dog, Robbie. And Sherry has a little trouble getting going on Sunday morning. And so she's had her son hook up her computer so that it will turn on automatically at 9 o'clock for Animal World. And so we're going to be waking up Sherry every Sunday morning now. And so we just have to remember, she said, because you might want to just give me a little poke. So Sherry, this is your little poke. You can turn over now. You can stay in bed as long as you got your computer. And you know, a lot of our listeners do that, is just, you know, hang in bed and listen to Animal World. It's a great way to start Sunday. So good morning, Sherry, and all your little corgi kids. I wonder if they're in bed with her listening to Aunt Martha. All right. So next thing I want you guys to do is head to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and there's some just really great a lot of good news and interesting stuff I posted this week. Some really great videos of rescues. Good Samaritan saving a deer, pulling it out of a frozen lake. A really great story. I posted another story. I've never heard of this. And being an animal behavior therapist, and I am a feline behavior therapist, I hadn't heard of this, but it just sounds like a phenomenal concept. Kitten kindergarten. You know, like puppy kindergarten and going to basic obedience school for dogs. Somebody's doing that now for kittens. And Mercola's vet, Dr. Becker, posted about that this week. And so I put it up. And I was seriously thinking, somebody's got to start these classes in our area, because they sound really great for kitten socialization and learning to teach them. And, you know, you can clicker train and work with cats and kittens and stuff. And then I got to thinking, geez, somebody should be doing this. It's like, maybe it's me. So I don't know. Maybe we'll fire up some kitten kindergarten classes out here. And a great little video, a wild all otter and her baby and the first few days of their life. And it's just really sweet. A really sweet video of a darling little girl with a chronic and incurable body muscle disease, makes it difficult to walk, and her phenomenal service dog that now is helping her
get around without a wheelchair and goes to school with her and stuff. It's really neat to see a service dog in action with that young a child. And, some really great rescue stories. I told you there's a great one of a puppy that fell off a ferry boat, and the ferry boat people refused to stop the boat to save the puppy. So the story of how the puppy got fished out and all of that is really great. So you want to see that. I think an obvious story about if you're smoking, you're probably harming your animals. But if you need a reason to maybe cut down or quit, since it's, you know, that time of the year, New Year's resolutions, there's a great article about smoking and animals. And, there's the greatest picture. It is just bizarre. A black lab with vitiligo, you know, the skin disease that takes the pigment out of skin that I didn't know. I didn't know that dogs get it. Humans get it. But there's a photograph and the story about this dog, and it's a pitch black lab. But the pigment's missing all around his eyes, so it's stark white eyes. All right, and it is just the most bizarre looking. It's really strange. So be sure you scroll down and see that one. Another great rescue story: three dogs stranded on a mountain 7,000 feet high, and a really difficult rescue. Now, kind of how they ended up there and all of that, really kind of strange. So you might want to check that one out too. And a really funny, really cute video of people that have extreme fears of dogs, and what they did with them is blindfold them, and then they throw a bunch of pit bull puppies in their lap, and it's just hysterical to watch them, and it really, really made a huge difference to these people that were deathly afraid of dogs, but who ended up falling in love with armloads of pit bull puppies, and a story you got to see to believe. A husky dog, her puppy, abandoned and in as close to death's doorstep as you could be with not being, and their rescue and transformation. And when you see the photographs of what they looked like when they were found and the photographs afterward, it's just, it's 180 degrees day and night and pretty unbelievable. You have to see it to believe it. So a good story to see. And that blind dog in a well rescue, also really heroic and great. And thanks to kids that this dog survived. So that's a great story. And then also a kind of an educational piece about the smallest breed of wild cat. I didn't know about it. I don't think you probably do either. It's called a sand cat. It really does look like a domestic cat. A great story and education about that. So check it out. All on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. Give us a like while you're there and check out all that stuff. All right, it is time for us to take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So do listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and let's test the system, shall we, Mike? Animal World continues, and we'll get to know Vicki Draper straight ahead. She's our Healing Your Animal expert right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things? Or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. Happy New Year. I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just getting rolling here, and I just wanted to highlight that you heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and you know that's my spiritual family, and we talk about them often here on the show and to them, but there is a great, great free, I know you like that word, free class coming up here at Ananda for all of you that, you know, have questions about what is Ananda, because I get asked all the time, what's Ananda, who are they, what do they do, what's it all about, and this, I have never seen them in all my years. I've not seen them do this classes before. So they're calling it Ananda 101. You know, who are we, what do we do, and why? It's going to be on Thursdays, two Thursdays in a row, January 7th and January 14th. It's free class. And they'd like the opportunity to give you an opportunity to learn about Ananda in an informal discussion-like format. Everybody's welcome, and here's the topics they're going to discuss. Class 1, January 7th, and these will all be at the Ananda Meditation Temple, which is on the Bothell-Everett Highway in Bothell, on January 7th. And did I tell you the classes are from, 7 to 8:30? And let me just check on that. At any rate, on January 7th, History of Ananda, including the lives of Paramhansa Yogananda and Ananda's founder, Swami Kriyananda, Ananda-affiliated enterprises and activities local and worldwide, what is membership, in Ananda, who are those in the pictures on the altar, Ananda Sunday Service, and it will be presented by co-director of Ananda, Washington Ananda, Hreeman McGillway, and you've heard him on the show now several times. And then on the second class, January 14th, they'll cover what do we teach and practice? Are we Christian, Indian, a blend? What do we mean by yoga? What is Raja Yoga, Kriya Yoga, reincarnation, karma, hell and heaven, beliefs versus experience, sect versus non-sectarian, why joy, and scriptural sources? And that's going to be presented by both directors of Ananda, Hreeman and Padma McGillway, our Nayaswamis, who are in charge. So I'm looking forward to it. I might go just to hear those classes. It just sounds really neat. We also heard about Darcy Pariso, our Talk With Your Animals communicator, medium, and Reiki master. And remember, next Sunday is Talk With Your Animals Sunday, and Darcy will be in the studio. Remember, she's also got that hot deal, one question via email, $15. So check her out at Darcy Pariso, Paris with an O, .com, and be here next Sunday to call in to talk with your animal friends on this side or the other. All righty then. That brings me to our topic at hand, and welcoming back again our healing your animal expert. That would be Vicki Draper. And Vicki also, you know, has kind of a big umbrella, does massage therapy, acupressure, Reiki, communication, essences, and cranial sacral work with our animal friends, and is local. So, Vicki, let's. I want to welcome you again to Animal World, and I want to find out a little bit about you and your background. Has working with animals been something and animals that you've been attuned with all of your life?
It is. I went off into computers in college, and I didn't. My head was great because I could do all that, but my heart was not in it. And so
you have an interesting background because you were kind of a techie kind of person, right?
Yes.
Which is unusual because now you're sort of the opposite of that.
I know.
So what happened? What the heck happened?
Well, and so that's what when animals were my passion, and I was like, my soul was dying in corporate because my heart, you know, just wasn't feeding my heart. And animals were and are the passion that just feed me. And I know I'm here to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remembered back as a child when I was 11 years old, I had a kitten that had gone to the vet. The vet said it had distemper and it was going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as a child, I'm like, not on my watch. You know, no, that's not even possible. Or, mm-hmm. And 'cause I didn't know at that time about death and all of that. But so I went to work doing what was natural to me. And I can remember to this day the energy, that connection, and...
Well, you mean the energy coming through you to the kitten or something when you're with the kitten?
Yes, and the kitten lived.
Wow.
And grew into a healthy adult and, you know, was healthy ever since. So I learned at a very early age that Western medicine is good, but it doesn't have all the answers.
Yeah, because, you know, that long ago, especially... Distemper is a very serious disease that cats get, and usually when it hits a kitten, it's very fast and mm-hmm. they die very quickly, and they're really it's not a lot of treatment. That's of course why we vaccinate them against that disease. So that's pretty amazing that the kitten survived.
Yes, and so
you remembered that while you're stuck in corporate America, huh?
As I was searching as to what I was. How I could fulfill my soul and what I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm. So what did you just up and quit or were you already doing things with animals? Or I'm seeing you. Okay, so you're doing computer stuff in the corporate world. You're feeling the call to follow your passion in the animals and remember that healing experience. Where at that point, were you doing anything with animals on because you do the massage and all that. Were you already doing that kind of thing? Or was that the beginning of you, doing whatever you needed to do to learn to do what you're doing?
Well, that's an interesting question. No, I was in corporate. I started taking acupressure classes back in 96 for people. And this was before I had...
So you were still working in corporate America. You started learning acupuncture.
Yeah, acupressure.
Acupressure for humans.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Just because I loved it. And
okay.
It was fascinating to learn about the body and, you know, the energy systems and how it's all connected. And then so I just kept studying that. And then I got licensed in it.
In acupressure?
Certified in it. And I was in California at the time, and it was under a massage license. And I knew it
was. So you were also doing massage? Or
No, I got this as I was still in corporate, but it was at the time then that I just kept learning because I knew that it was leading me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to, when I got to the clarity that I really wanted animals, the main part of my life, other than I always help my own animals, but to help
Right, and you
more
wanted
than
more
that.
Than that, yeah.
Then it became clear, I discovered that the acupressure I'd been learning worked on animals, you know, and the massage, everything. So I started, I actually opened a practice with humans because I didn't know how to get to the animals. At that time, I had thought I had to have a degree or, you know, some kind of certification.
Okay. So a default, you started working on people.
And so I was like, well, yeah, cause I'm done with computers because nature talks to me a lot. And I was out on a hike. And I found this heart-shaped rock. And one half was gray and one half was white.
Ah.
And I felt like that was a choice point for me.
Uh-huh.
That if I stayed in corporate, the gray was just going to consume all the light that was left. Or I can choose to fill my heart with all the light and do what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
And so that's when I went in and turned in my resume.
My resignation.
Yeah. The next day.
Oh, wow. So the next day, that stimulated. Yeah. You found the rock. And yeah. I was like, boom, wake up call, huh?
It was clear.
So you resigned the next day.
Yes. And so then that's when I'm like, oh, well, I have this human thing to fall back on, even though I know I'm going to work with animals somehow. And I opened up a practice, and within a month, there was a person there that said, oh, my dog's having seizures, which craniosacral is very good to support seizures.
Oh,
and she
okay.
says, if this works for me, it'll work for my dog. I said, absolutely. So she brought her dog to me, and that's just opened the floodgates.
Wow. Okay. So that was the first animal.
Yes.
Now, were you able to help that animal with the seizure situation?
Yes. It helped reduce the seizures and...
Wonderful. So do you still now, present time, is that something that you are able to assist in healing with as, animals with seizures?
Yes.
Cool. So at that point, that opens the gate for you to start working on animals. So where did you go from there?
Well, at that time, I was just moving back to Seattle area. And they had just passed the law for it being a licensed profession. So I got credentialed here in Washington. So now that I'm a licensed animal massage practitioner for both small and large animals.
Ah, okay.
And I have the acupressure training from the Tallgrass people that write the, acupressure books. I was actually the first in the nation to be certified from them for both small and large animals.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that's been fun. I was on the forefront of the computers for a while, and now I've been on the forefront of the animal healing.
Yeah. So you can, and you continue to this day, you do massage therapy and acupressure for animals, but then you branched out to doing some other things as well.
Yes. All along, when I would do massage, I really was communicating with the animals, and I was doing the energy work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I kept it like a secret because I was still getting used to transitioning from computers to even a massage therapist, and people understanding, even bringing them for massage.
Right.
But
then you start talking about energy and that kind of stuff. Then you really start getting into that woo-woo territory.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. So
right.
you were kind of
so
not...
I was a closet.
You were still in the closet a little bit. Yeah, okay.
Even though I was doing it with the animals and I would get great results.
You weren't necessarily talking about what you were doing.
Right. And now it's come full bore to, yes, I communicate. Yes, I'm doing energy work. Yes, this is just who I am, and
it reminds me of because it's been close to, I think, 22 years or something since I've been doing this radio show. But when I started, back on KVI, all those years ago during the show, there woo woo territory was you just didn't enter. It was all practical, logical, left brain, and all that sort of stuff. And everyone and I kind of knew that. And and it just didn't talk about anything like that. But every once in a while, some little thing would slip out of my mouth, when I was answering people's questions about their animals on the air. And, oh, man, it was like, it was like a little heart failure in management. And what did you mean by that? What do you mean? And, da-da-da-da-da. So how things have changed, because here we are now, 22 years down the line, and Animal World's on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and that we talk, it's like second nature now.
Yeah.
It's just the woo-woo territory is kind of like just the given. So at some point, you had to get comfortable enough to start talking about it.
Yes. Well, that's what I realized, that I'm not doing the animals service if I'm not really being true to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, this is who I am. People then that resonate with me are the people and the animals I am here to help.
Yeah, yeah. And because, it's not for everyone, I suppose. But you then started getting into more energy medicine or energy healing type stuff and talking about what you're doing energetically? Or is that when you branched out into other things like the essences and so forth? And
well, the essences came to me in an interesting way because I collected crystals all my life, mm-hmm. and I loved them. And I knew they had healing properties, but I didn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading a book on animals and crystals, my two past favorite things.
Uh-huh.
And then it clicked. It was like my whole life had been preparing me for this. And so I learned that you could make essences from the crystals.
And so the crystal essences, I would imagine, are similar to like what we, you know, what most people are familiar with, which would be flower essences.
Yes. Well, that's what...
But you didn't do flower essences.
No, what was interesting is a few years before this came about, shortly after I had quit corporate, I took a how to make flower essences class. And because I like the teacher, I like learning, yet I couldn't feel it. And it was just some mystery to me.
Uh-huh.
And so when I read this book years later, I'm like, and learned that the how to make the crystal essences is like you make the flower essences, I'm like, I know how to do this.
Uh-huh.
And then that just opened a whole other floodgate for all these essences to come forth to do healing with all the animals.
All right. We need to take care of our advertisers one more time in this hour. We're going to do that now. And then as we continue, we'll find out, you know, the other areas that Vicki kind of branched out in and kind of pull it all together and everything that she's doing now and what's going on. And that should take us through the top of the hour. And then we're going to open phone lines in the second hour. So if be thinking about it, if you would like to talk to Vicki, and we'll talk more about what might be appropriate to call in about. But I'm thinking pretty much anything going on with your animal friends, what physical body-wise, healing-wise, but I imagine you work on with behavior and so forth as well. So
yes.
Pretty much if there's anything going on with your animal friends, I think we're going to – I want you to call in because, you know, this is Vicki's first time out of the gate here with what we've kind of created here on Animal World, which having our practitioners in the studio here and then helping people over the phone and doing remote work and so forth. And Vicki said, I do that. So we're going to find out. So anyway, I want you to stay right where you are. Listen, pay attention, support our advertisers because without them, there's no us. And we'll continue with Vicki and we'll be opening the phone lines at 10. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but good news is we got two more hours to go. We're here until noon every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry. He is our bioenergetic synchronization technique guy, and man, he is working miracles with our animal friends. So check him out, www.nelshealingministry.com. Click on the testimonials. Watch the videos of the dachshunds and the corgis paralyzed from the waist down. No drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 treatments. They're walking again. It is miraculous. And you know what miracles he's working on the air. He'll be back on the air with us in February. But check him out, or you can give him a call at 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668. And you also heard about Jude and Paul Ponton, Whispering Dragon, our great harmonic energy shifters and Acutonics folks. And they also will be back on the show with us in February for, you know, your free remote sessions and so forth. But in the meantime, check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. If you haven't downloaded the sound portals, remember, I think there's 4 of them now. Let's see. They've got grounding and abundance and joy and tranquility. And you download these harmonic sound portals, and then you can just listen to them to bring the energy of that stuff into your environment and your life. And they really are phenomenal. And they've got some classes, some really good classes coming up. We will cover those on current events today when I do them on the air. You can also go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and find out about their upcoming classes, along with, I forgot to mention, I was talking about Darcy a few minutes ago, Darcy Pariso. She's got some great events and classes coming up. Those are all listed on current events as well. So we'll talk about it later in the show. Alrighty then, we are back with, it's a Healing Your Animal Sunday with Healing Your Animal expert Vicki Draper is here. And we've just been kind of, Vicki, talking about your background and how you got from there to here. And from there would be, of course, corporate computer America to woo-woo territory, as we say. But that's not all woo-woo, because you are a licensed animal massage therapist and acupressure person. And I think you do Reiki as well. And that requires training and attunement and all of that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
And then you were sharing with us your story of how you had learned to make flower essences, but it really didn't call to you. It didn't speak to your heart. But because of your connection with the crystal world, when you realized you could make crystal essences, that really resonated, as Jude and Paul would say. And so then what, did you just start making crystal essences?
I did. It's like the floodgates opened. And so I was making them for me personally with my animals, and then it flowed over to my clients to now that they're online, anybody can order. I ship anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
and been doing it now for like 12 years.
Okay, well now, so just give us kind of the basics on Crystal Essence 101. What are they all about?
How to make them or no. What they do?
Yeah, what do you do with them?
Okay.
I mean, why would you said they're available and we can order them and you'll ship them everywhere, but why would we want to get them?
Okay, well, what it is I do the spray format because I learned that because I had cats and drops to cats just doesn't work. And so when I found out that you could do them with a spray and in the energy field works for them, it's like, that's what I'm doing. So that's the only way that they've been offered.
So they come in a little bottle and kind of a little pump spray.
So they come in a 1 ounce and a 2 ounce size.
Okay.
And the 1 ounce will last you for almost a month because it takes 3 weeks to change a pattern. So like if your dog is hyper and you can use it situationally, like, you know, if there's a thunderstorm or whatnot, or if you want to have a healing effect, you can use it for 3 weeks straight and you keep that vibration high in the energy field.
So how, when you're using them, what are you doing? Just poofing them around the animal? Is that what you're doing?
And so, yes, I spray them in the air above the animal. I do 3 spritzes.
Oh, okay.
And I do it, I recommend 3 times a day.
Because like with flower essences, some practitioners recommend, you know, like dropping it on the skin or putting it in the water or the food. Do you ever do that with the crystal essences or do you find it's just fine to mist them around the animal? And
well,
what I've found
is if it's a physical issue, that it's great to spray it in your hand and rub it directly on the issue.
Oh, okay. And
that it helps it go deeper. When it's like the emotional and behavioral issues, spraying in the air is just fine.
Okay. But that would be like if you were using something to heal like an injury on or something?
Yes, because I have
a physical problem, you actually would spray it on your hand and rub it on that area of the body, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, because I have some that are target pain, like pain ease and muscle ease. And so we've been spraying them on the hand and engaging the physical actually helps it go deeper.
So in your experience, you're saying that it to treat a specific situation, and that would be what, maybe like a behavior condition, fear, aggression, anxiety, or something along those lines, or physical problems.
Yes.
That it takes 3 weeks of consistent treatment to shift that pattern. Is that what you said?
Well, yes. What it is, that's for humans.
Oh, for humans.
For sure. For animals, I personally think it's shorter, just from what I've seen.
Okay.
But then there may be severe cases where, you know, the 3 weeks. So I say 3 weeks because we know for sure it's going to have
so
a
if we're
sailor
working
ship.
On a specific situation with an animal, and you saying you're doing a spritz. 3 spritzes around the animal.
Mm-hmm.
How many times a day would you do that?
Ideally 3.
Okay. So 3 spritzes,
3 times a day
for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks.
Is kind of the magic numbers.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good little basic thing for everybody to know. And so you're saying a 1 ounce bottle of the mist, if you got it for something, if you did 3 spritzes 3 times a day for 3 weeks, it would last a month.
Yes, it will definitely last you through the 3 weeks and you'll have some left over. And so I'd say use it till it's over, or it has a long shelf life. So if it's something that you want to save and use situationally or as needed, then you can do that as well.
Okay. Now we will come back as the show goes on and we have time to chat. I do want to come back and talk specifically about what specific kind of things, behavioral and physically, that lend themselves to be worked on well with the crystal essences and so forth. So we'll get more specific with all of that. But in the last couple minutes we have in this hour, you got the crystal essences going and so forth, then Was it along that time frame when you started doing the Reiki and I imagine the cranial sacral work you've sort of been doing all along with the massage and acupressure stuff?
Yes.
So it just all kind of came together?
It did. Well, what it is I've been doing energy work like I did with a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't a name for it, but after I got my training, then I understood what I did.
Right.
And so I got Reiki certified because that's the common energy system or technique that people know about.
Right, right.
And so it, what I noticed is it amplified or it added to what I was already doing.
Excellent.
And so so Reiki certified. So I do distance healing sessions as well as local.
Okay, so people come to you in person for massage therapy and healing work with their animals, but you also work remotely?
Yes. And so I have clients locally here and in other states in the United States and in other countries as well.
All right. So what kind of things do you work on remotely?
Interesting enough that it can be physical too.
Okay.
Because I had a Cocker Spaniel that had gotten paralyzed, that couldn't walk, they fell off the bed.
Right.
They'd already been to the vet, they'd been to acupuncture, they weren't getting any results. So we had a session. So at this point, she was open to trying it. So we had a session, and within 5 minutes after the session, her dog was standing on his own again.
Wow, wow. So it sounds like some very similar results to like what Dr. Nels is doing. And so we're just getting a wonderful family of all the best and I believe the most gifted energy workers and shifters in our area. And so it's really nice to include you because now we've got some even more tools. So
yes.
It is time now for us to wrap up hour number one and fire up hour number two. Mike says we're good to go. So that's encouraging. And we are going to open phone lines now. So if you are interested in calling in and learning more from Vicki about what she does and you want to call in about what's going on with your animal friends, or do you care can you do work with humans remotely as well?
I do.
All right. So, you know, humans are animals too. So if you want work on you as a human or your animal friends, now would be the time to give a call because then we fire up hour number two. We'll find we'll start with, you know, the kind of things that you address, unless, of course, the phone's already ringing. We'll go to the phones. So if you want to pick up a phone line now while we've got some open, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Vicki Draper straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.